Today's episode is brought to you by Jarja Media. Jarja Media is actually a marketing company that I run. Whether you're looking for a CRM,
welcome to Today with Jared James. And now, your host, Jared James.
Hey everyone, Jared James here, and welcome to episode 67 of Today with Jared James. As always, guys, if you enjoy this, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, not just five star, but also a written. That helps us a lot. So guys, as you're going through this, please, that actually helps us a lot on the platform you're on. Today is a little bit different. I mean, you know, it's funny because when I started this, well, for example, today it's called Today with Jared James, but today it's going to be Today with Jared James and Tom DeDemo.
My man.
Tom DeDemo. When I started this podcast, right, like don't worry, guys, I'm still absolutely going to be doing, you know, a lot of the educational stuff and that kind of stuff. We already have some plan for next week. But you know, one of the reasons I started it, like a lot of that educational stuff I'm doing, you know, I've got it on Instagram, I've got it on YouTube, I've got it on Facebook, I've got it on like all these different places. And one of the reasons why I started a podcast was I wanted to give people a little bit more of like my personality, the behind the scenes, the reality of what's going on. But quite honestly, the stuff that I like to watch with the people that I follow, you know? And so today we're going to kind of do that, man. We're going to talk about what's been going on and give a little bit of the behind the scenes in the office, in my life, in your life, overall. So right off the bat, man, what's been going on?
Well, you know what? I've actually been trying to get a little bit healthier. So I've been going to see like a personal trainer for a little while now. But recently I decided, okay, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm also just going to go to the gym in general and just like, you know, do that whole thing. And
for anybody who's listening right now, Tom is giving away what he would look like for the word exercise if we were playing charades.
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And so what were you doing? You've been going to
the gym.
Not gym, but a gym.
A gym.
Okay.
Yep, a gym.
It's not the name of the trainer.
His name is not Jim.
Okay.
Good guy though.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, did pull my back. Halloween was a very fun time with a pulled back. I think actually what happened was I pulled my lat, which I don't know what that actually stands for, but I pulled it. I know where it is. I don't know what the full word is, but okay. Yeah, I pulled it big time.
Okay.
But it's all good, you know?
Well, I mean, not to one up your story, pulling a back, I had a piece cut out of my back. I went and did one of those things recently where you go and do like, they do a full body scan and they're like, all right, this looks like it potentially could be something, and they scrape it off just or whatever. And then I'm coming back from somewhere and I get a call and they're like, yeah, so it came back that we actually have to take the whole thing out. And mind you, man, I have never had, the worst I've ever done is I've gotten I got a sprained ankle. I'm really not someone who has had any major injuries. I've never had any major surgeries. I've been the picture of health, right? So I'm kind of worried about this, you know. And then I mentioned it to my family that I'm going in to do this, and they give me absolutely like no, not what I was looking for. I was looking for a little bit of, you know, oh my God, is dad gonna be okay? I got none of that, right? Yeah. So of course I then proceeded up into the days when I had to go in to get this thing cut or whatever. I you know, every time I talked to them, I'd say, well, in case I never see you again, at least our last words were, you know, and I'm doing this kind of stuff. And I think I started joking around so much that they started thinking that it was literally nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So then I go in for the thing. This is probably TMI. It's very TMI. So they cut this thing, like, because they said, look, we're going to take this thing out because chances are it's absolutely nothing. But if you leave it in there, then, or this piece in there or whatever, then 15% chance it's going to be melanoma someday. Yes. Who knows? But they're like, why even take a chance, right? So they do it. I've never had anything like this done before. And I asked to take a picture when I'm leaving, when I'm done. They stitch me up. That's why I'm kind of brittle right now. I haven't run in a few days. I'm going to run tomorrow, by the way, but can't do the gym right now.
Yeah.
And I sent it to my family and they were like, what the heck? Like, they couldn't believe, you know, I come home, I'm all like, I can't move. I got this huge thing. They're like, what in the world? And I'm like, I was trying to tell you, you know, like I was trying to tell you how serious this was, you know? So that's what's been going on with my back. You see me in here, like kind of, you know, not wanting to move too quick. Yeah. It's been similar to what you've been like.
Oh yeah. And, that's not the extent of my back issues as well. 5 years ago, the anniversary is actually coming up. I had a couple of herniated discs and that was fun.
What the, dude, you're young.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I got news for you, man. I hate to say this, but if this is you now,
yeah.
20 years from now,
I don't know what happened. Yeah,
health is probably a good thing, man.
Oh yeah.
Health, I used to get back issues like galore, mm-hmm. especially even like once a year now, I still get them, especially when I'm flying a lot. But ever since I started working core, like every other day when I'm in the gym, I have certain exercises that I do different every single time, but there's some routines I do that are just every single time. And it's all core stuff, all because, dude, there's almost nothing. It's like your back and your neck. It's like not having hot water.
Right.
You don't realize how much you need it until it's gone. It's like that.
That's true.
So, all right. So we got that pity party going on.
Done.
speaking of parties, I got to do a live event.
Hey.
Which was, my God, I mean, it was like normalcy. People weren't afraid to make eye contact. It was, oh my God, was it amazing.
That's just me by nature, though.
Yeah, just keep it away. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. I was worried that it was going to be, that I was going to be rusty or that I was going to be, you know, whatever. Cause you haven't done it for so long. Like it's just one of those things where it's like a stand-up comedian, right? They say that once they get back into it, they got to do some sets. They got to do some whatever. Cause it's not like doing a virtual where it's kind of like a rehearsal and you go and it's like you're performing an act or something. This is much more of like, there's on the fly, there's interactions with people. You gotta have one part of your mind open that's open to new things you've never said before or did before. It's kind of what your value is. And it was amazing. I mean, I loved it. I could have gone on, I was doing a 3 hour thing. I could have gone on for, you know, 3 hours, 15 minutes.
Wow.
I mean,
wow, that is.
I had a lot of gas left in the tank.
You don't want to keep them that long.
No. I had a lot of gas left in the tank. So that was super cool. That was a lot of fun. But since that point, so there's been a lot that's happened here, right? We did our advance,
did that.
2020 Jared Jay's advance. Then we did the business planning session.
Yeah.
And these are not like you weren't here many years ago when we were, I call it like the Great Oz, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain where we were all acting like, you know, like we were bigger than we were. You know, we legitimately get now thousands and thousands of people that are at these things.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah, yeah, I'm aware. It's been a little hectic since the advance and since the business plan training, and they came like right after each other, right? So like we had the advance and there's these thousands of people and we got, I mean, slammed, right? I mean, just boom.
Yeah, coming right off the advance, I was hearing like, you know, all week about the, you know, that the Facebook Live that we did. And in my head, I was like, oh yes, that's whatever, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
And then like the day of, I don't know what happened, but there was like a switch in me that was like, oh, I have to do like a lot for this, huh? And then like, like it was like 10 minutes before that. And I was like, all right, I gotta make sure this is done. And like, I had like a little internal.
Oh, we saw you a couple times. Yeah. Like we were like, leave Tom alone. Tom might spontaneously combust. You were freaking out just a little.
Yeah.
What was it? Three times that day you asked for a change of pants?
Four.
Oh, that was before the advance, actually. That was just a normal, normal Monday, right?
Yeah.
No, that was crazy. So we got absolutely slammed, which was awesome, right? I mean, we had a ton of new clients come in, and we had, you know, you guys were freaking out the morning of the advance, and I kept trying to tell them because, you know, we're doing it virtual, right? And when you have thousands of people there, it's like, look, guys, if 1% are having an issue, or their internet's not working right, or there's a tech thing that it's their issue, it's not even ours,
yeah.
that means you're gonna have hundreds of people
yeah.
all at once. And so, I kept walking through and I'm just like, guys, it's don't overreact here. You've got to get through this wave. This is not permanent. Like, because I know some people were like, is this not going well? Like, is the advance, I heard a couple people were like, is this not going well right now? You know, is this whatever? And I'm like, guys, I knew what was coming. I'm like, guys, you just got to get through. This is a very small percentage. It's like in the country when they talk about the loud minority, you know, who just happens to be the one who's picketing or something. And they're like, wow, everybody feels like this. No, they don't. Nope. That's 35 people
yeah.
that were you know, were out on a corner who didn't have jobs and they were doing, you know, whatever. Like, it's the loud minority. It's the same kind of a thing in our situation. And then we got past that.
Sure.
And all of a sudden it like started to shift. And we're like, this is going really well.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great feedback. Oh, this is, you know, and then we ended and it was just like, you know, not enough hours in a day, the leads and the people and trying to get people set up and mm-hmm. trying to, you know, it was, we had to hire more, you know, we had to bring in more marketers, bring in more TC coaches. We just hired more coaches. We've got to bring even more coaches on, which is awesome, completely awesome. But it was just the reality of that. We thought we had what we needed, you know, and then, you know, ultimately, you know, we found out that wasn't the case. But then we also, probably the biggest thing of all, so we had to hire coaches,
yep.
had to hire, you know, marketer, TC, I'm missing something, but whatever. We're gonna bring another salesperson now, whatever. We had to get another quiet pod.
We sure did.
Is it called a quiet pod?
I don't know.
Silent pod?
It's the room pod?
It's called room. Soundless pod? Soundproof?
Soundproof, probably.
Explain to everybody what this is.
Well, if Red were here, he would tell us a whole bunch because he's always in there. But the pods are, I think they're actually called phone booths.
Red is one of the salespeople, by the way. And like, so when you say he's always in there, it's because he has consults
yeah.
all day long, every
yeah,
day.
He's killing it in there.
Which is awesome. We come out, we hit that little gong.
Yep.
Right? In our office, when you make a sale, Tom would like a bigger gong.
Tom wants like a Jason Bonham or John Bonham.
Yeah, just so everybody's also aware right now, when Tom speaks of Tom, Tom is speaking of himself.
Correct.
Yeah, so when Tom says Tom, there's not another Tom.
There's no other Tom.
You can understand why other people would think there's another Tom in the office when
sure.
you speak like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's okay. A very common name, I get it. Yeah.
At least when I go third person, I say JJ.
Yeah, what do you want to call it? TD?
TD's not bad.
I don't know, man, that sounds like-
Terrell Davis?
I mean, I guess, but it also kind of sounds like, I don't know, something you can contract or something.
Some have said you could contract Tom. They've
right.
They've been like, oh, I'm going to the doctor. I hope to God I don't have Tom.
Some TD action.
Okay, you're right. TD does sound like that.
Right.
Okay, so Tom's speaking of Tom.
Right. So, Tom wants the gong. Yeah, but the pods, they're basically a
place. Are you off the gong?
I thought we were talking about the pods.
Well, we did, but then we were just saying, like, you wanted a bigger gong.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you come to me and you're like pushing for this huge, big, expensive gong that's going to take up space in the office? Like, you want to go up there like old, like you're from the motherland
yeah.
and just dress up like yeah. The Rock
right.
in his youth and
right.
just yeah. hit that thing.
Right. Correct.
Okay. So we don't have that.
We don't have that.
But what we do have.
This little desktop.
It's about the size of this pen.
Where you basically take the little, the mallet is this size as well, and you go, and that's what it sounds like. Literally,
you're explaining it as if you've hit the gong before.
I'm describing it as if I've heard it. I have not had the chance to hit it yet.
Okay.
However, because I felt left out, what I ended up doing was I was like, the client success department needs something like that.
Oh,
maybe
God.
Not.
Are we telling this?
I mean, it's going to go in that direction.
We might need to edit this out.
Potentially. But anyway, here's what happened. So I was like, all right, so we're not signing off on the giant gong. And then I thought maybe we'll go with a triangle. So
uh-huh.
we get a ding. Every time we do an onboarding.
Yep.
Didn't go with that either. What I decided to do is I got a little button that you press it and it makes fart sounds. 20 different ones.
I had nothing to do with this. I'm still not signing off on this. That is the most whack job thing. That's how you celebrate.
It is exactly how I celebrate. Yeah.
That tells us way more about you than I need to know.
Best $12 ever spent. Amazon.com.
This little voice in my head is saying, get back to the pod. Okay. So the pod, you
yes.
guys use the pods. We got crazy, we got busy, and so we needed a third pod,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So the pod now is there, and where we need the help from the people here that mm-hmm. are listening right now,
yes.
is what are the names of the other two pods?
We have Peace and Quiet.
Peace and Quiet. And so what can the third pod, what are we thinking for the third pod?
Peace and Quiet. And I don't even know if we've actually started a list yet.
We're talking about ordering another one too. Yeah. So like, what would we name? Should we have everybody, like, how could people contact us? Guys, if you're watching this or you're listening to this right now and you have a suggestion for the third pod, what we could call it, that would be kind of a cool name for the pod. Send me a DM, send me a direct message in Instagram or Facebook or one of these places. Just go to connectwithjared.com, connectwithjared.com. You're probably already following on Instagram or Facebook or something. Just send me a message, send me a direct message. Give us ideas and maybe you will name the next pod. Yeah. Or maybe the next two pods. Maybe we'll get two great names and maybe we'll give them credit. Like if we use one of theirs, we'll tag them and say, you know, named by or something like that.
Because I'm sure whatever we get in is going to be better than what we have. I think the Jared James Memorial Pod was thrown out at some point.
But... Jared James Memorial Pod? What does that even mean? I'm not even sure what that means.
It was thrown out there.
What does it mean? What do you mean it was thrown out there while you take a sip of tea?
It was thrown out there, man.
Why would it be called Jared James Memorial Pod?
Who knows? You know,
I feel like you know right now. I mean, feel like Tom knows.
Don't kill the messenger.
Well, I'd like to hear what it actually means.
I don't think anybody knows what it means. It gets the people going. Is what it is.
Gets the people. Gets the people going. Yeah. All right, so we need a name for that pod, right?
Yeah.
What else been going on lately? Yesterday.
Yeah.
I did as all of you listening know, I work with all of the brands, all of the companies, and love them all, right? I mean, not them all. The ones that I work with, I love. There's some that I don't love, but I don't really work with them anyway, so it doesn't matter. Did Good Morning Remax yesterday with my buddy Nick Bailey. Nick, I don't know the official title, but basically he runs Remax for the world, right? Me and Tom Ferry were on there. That was interesting watching people's reactions.
Definitely.
You know, I don't think they were expecting to see both of us on there. Mm-mm. I think they kind of think that we're like, I'm trying to think of like an enemy or a nemesis somewhere. Like, what would that be? Like, is there any comic book or superhero or cartoon or something where that's the case?
Like Tom and Jerry? Constantly trying to, you know, blow each other up with explosives? Is that...
that's what you come up with? You're like Tom and Jared?
Oh no, I didn't even think about that. That's brilliant.
How do you not think about that?
I don't know.
How do you say that and not think about that?
And I'm going to edit that out and say, and I'm going to switch it with this. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was going for.
That's exactly right. Anyway, I think people think that we're like that. And yet the truth of the matter is we're not like that at all. Like we're very friendly. We text a lot. We're, you know, you'll see him liking my Instagram post, me liking his Instagram post, keep up the good work. I think at the end of the day, we both think that we're good for the industry.
Yeah.
Like that's what it comes down to, you know?
When you go into something like that though, like when you join these like morning shows or like just like, you know, a meeting in general, like, and the reason I want to ask this is because I remember there was one time when I was, we were going to do a training with like one of our bigger clients and I walked into your office and I was like, all right, you ready? And you're like, for what? I was like, we have a demo today. And you're like, oh, I completely forgot all about that. And I was in awe, honestly. But like, what's like the mindset going into one of those things? Like, how do you get like, you know, Rocky-esque about it? Or like, I mean, I don't really think you do, but maybe.
No. You know when I get Rocky-esque is before a live, like a large event, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a caged animal beforehand. Sure. I don't get super nervous. I'm not like, I feel like I have the proper amount of nerves to give it its proper respect. Mm. You know what I mean? I get nervous about people who don't have any nerves because it doesn't leave room for the possibility that they could screw up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's always these two sides you pull on, man. It's like complete confidence, complete humility. You got to meet somewhere. You got to live in both those places and make sure that you don't go to some meek, like, you know, non-confident, nobody should be listening to you, and make sure you also don't go to a place of arrogance. So I think that I live in such a place of, knowing my craft, believing, this sounds really weird coming from me, but I really mean it. And I mean this for everybody else too. Believing in my gift, meaning I know what my gifts are. And so I believe in those, but I also know what they're not. So if you put me in a situation where they're not, I'm not anywhere near as comfortable. But look, man, there's also a certain calm that comes with repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know the first demo you ever did.
Yes.
You were probably freaking out. The unknown. What if they ask me something? What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, right. So I think after a while, man, after you've done a certain number of, like, I didn't know how I would react on a large stage till I went out on a large stage.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is easier than a small stage.
Yeah.
This is, wow. Okay. Now, when it comes to the virtual things, the problem is that there are things outside, like when I get on a main stage, it's all under my control,
yep.
You know? Virtually, the internet's cutting in and out. Your max headroom all of a sudden, like you're, you know, whatever. I can't hear him, he cut out, you know, that kind of a thing.
Oh yeah.
But I don't, especially for like Good Morning. So with Good Morning Remax, right? There's the potential of 110 countries.
Yep.
It's a large audience, but it's not, I mean, but we're used to large audiences. You know what I mean? Like when we do live things, we have more people on than Good Morning Remax has, you know what I mean? So I'm used to that. I'm well aware when I get on there with Tom that there's gonna be people who are comparing and doing that kind of stuff. I don't worry as much. Like I really, really, really believe in who I am, what I represent. And you know the thing I say all the time, great marketing doesn't just attract the right people, it repels the wrong ones. I am so cool with me not being for someone. I'm so cool that it would shock you. I'm more worried about somebody thinking I'm for them when I'm not. I would rather that they see the difference and know, you know, who's for me and who's not for me and who's for Tom and who's not for Tom and who, you know, because Tom and I are people that we believe fundamentally the same things.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about overall, like we believe we're both good for the industry. I mean about the industry and how it works, like about what works, about how to get listings, about what needs to be done with your database, about the role the processes and systems play, about the role that infrastructure plays, about the change that's in our industry. We believe very similar, very similar things. Mm-hmm. Then it just comes down to personality. You know, who speaks to you? Who's gonna make you go? Who's gonna make you, you know, we've all seen situations where, you know, two different people say the same thing to you and one of them makes you completely act and do something and the other one puts you to sleep, but they said the same things.
Right.
You know, so that comes down to the messenger, not just the message.
Yeah.
So I don't overthink it. I'm, you know, there's always a little bit about right before you go live, like here we go kind of a thing, but I certainly don't get worried about if I was on a demo or something. Like I'm like, whatever, let's go. But in those things where they're like relying on you, you don't know what I think everybody thinks that we know what the questions are going to be.
Yeah.
Because we've done it so often that we just kind of roll and have an answer. Mm-hmm. And I think they think that it's like a night show, or what do everybody call those things? Like, you know,
late night shows,
where they're talking with the producers before and we're going to bring this up, tell this story, and they make it look like whatever, but they really, we don't know the questions.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going in there and they're like, hey guys, we're going to ask you three things. We're going to follow up with this. We're going to do we don't know what's going to be asked. Yeah. It's just that we still have to trust that we're in our lane, you know, that ask whatever you want. I say that, should I say this? But you know why I don't do a lot of podcasts like with other people?
Because I've ruined all guests for you.
Yes, that's why.
Okay.
No, I don't mean having people on my podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you know why I don't do a lot of outside podcasts?
No.
It's the same questions.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, tell us what agents should be focused on. Tell us about your history with it. Tell us about, and I'm just like, I've done this 8 times today.
Yeah.
I can't, I don't need your platform. I don't need your audience. I don't, whatever, like I just... just another, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would do more if people would start asking better questions.
Yeah.
You know?
You should go on Hot Ones.
That's a good one. I honestly would. I'd do more of them if people would ask better questions and they would dig deeper.
Yep.
and get, I think people are bored with just the same old, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me something new. Tell me more about, let's scratch the surface on that. Let's get below now. Let's, you know, whatever. But anyway, Good Morning Remax was a lot of fun. It's going to get a lot of traction. I'm looking forward to doing their live conference. They're doing it live in March. They moved it from Vegas to Orlando because Orlando's open. I can't wait to do that. I love the fact that they're giving people the option. You know, you can be virtual, you can be live.
Yep.
You know, if you're like, we act like right now we live in a country where everybody thinks the same just because we have a media that only shows one thing, but it's not the truth. What I love about our country is there's such varying opinions, and they all count, you know, because they're making decisions for themselves. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that they're giving people the option to say, hey, I'm not comfortable, we shouldn't be doing that. Stay home, go virtual. Right. Hey, I am comfortable, let's go whatever. Great, let's go live, you know? I love that about it. So it was cool, man. It was, we had fun with it. You know, Nick and Tom, Nick Bailey, Tom Ferry, we were texting afterwards and we're like, you know, maybe we'll do a podcast all together. Tom texted me something like, let's just do ours. I'll tell you right now what it said. Excuse the silence on the mic for a second.
We're getting some, real behind the scenes stuff.
Which yeah, cool. Yeah. Let me see here. Jared, we should do a several hour anything goes podcast. Could be bananas. You know? How many of you would like to see that? That's what I'd like to know. Okay, just several hours, Tom and I just jamming. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That could be fun.
Could be.
I think you'd start to see some of our differences, but you'd see a lot of our similarities too, but you'd also see the difference in the personalities, so to say. Mm-hmm. So we shall see.
Now, I don't want to say more importantly.
I can already tell by your tone where you're going right now.
I don't want to say more importantly, but I'm going to. I was one of the correct guessers. Speaking of the Good Morning Freemax, I was one of the correct guessers of the.
Oh, that was you when they said Tom.
Yeah, yeah. When during the lip sync or whatever, the lip reading thing. Yeah, yeah. I was the first one to guess.
You know what? I felt bad because I was backstage, you know, in the virtual thing, backstage, and they were doing this thing, but I wasn't really paying attention. I was doing something else. And then I hear them go, Tom with the right answer, or Tom gets it right. And I'm sitting here like, I'm like, me and Tom Ferry are backstage. I'm over here like doing something else. And he's like contributing and like guessing on the games. And I'm like, my God, what did I do? Bad on me. And then I found out that it was you, Tom.
What it was so like the screen's right here and I'm like this, just zoomed in just on his face, just that the whole time.
Guys, what they did was they muted, they did a lip read of something and you had to guess what the person said.
And Tom did.
And who knew that you, Tom, had such an ability?
I did.
So you can read lips, but your shirt says epic fail.
Actually, it says file. And that's
that's the joke. Yes, it's funny. Yeah.
But also fun fact about this, I didn't realize that for like 5 years. So
in case you're wondering, that isn't your podcast that cut out. That was utter shock. Okay, that was me just going silent. Like, is he serious?
He is.
Is he serious? Serious.
Correct. With a K.
Did you get that?
I did get that. Yes.
You did with the K. Okay, perfect. Speaking of important things.
Very important.
If we're gonna talk about the last month, guys, if you really want the behind the scenes. Let me tell you what's really been going on here at Jared James Enterprises, okay?
Crack knuckles a little bit there.
I mean, I'm sitting next to a certified big shot right now.
You shouldn't even be looking at me.
True.
I mean,
and it's one of the things people say in the office all the time. I don't even want to look at him.
Yeah.
That's what people say all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, for the day you were hired.
Right. That's exactly correct.
I don't want to look at him.
Correct. Yep.
Since you were bored.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so Halloween came and went, and
disastrous.
You know, look, I try to get involved with everything, you guys. I mean, I find out, like, I went to dinner the other night with Anthony. We were doing his review, and I find out all the behind the scenes jokes and the things you guys have going on that I know nothing about, and you know, all these conversations, the minor complaints about things with the pods and the conference room, and I find out all the stuff, okay? Yep. And so I come in Halloween, or the day before Halloween. Halloween was on a Saturday. I come in, and no one's dressed up.
Correct.
Now look, I was thinking about it beforehand, and I was thinking, I don't know anything about any kind of dressing up that's gonna happen on Halloween in our office, but I'm like, it's possible I don't know. You guys do things, like order lunch all the time without inviting me or asking me what I'd like. So I just figured, all right, whatever, they're gonna dress up. I just didn't hear about it. I'm kind of, I've been doing trainings like crazy. I get tucked in the back. I go at my thing, come out and talk to everybody, but a lot of times I'm tucked away, right? So I come in, there's no Halloween outfits. And I say, this is a travesty. This is, we done messed up. I'm like, we went wrong somewhere. I don't know where we went wrong. We went wrong somewhere, yep. Right? Yep. I was so proud of our culture. I was so proud of the people here. I was so proud of, you know, how you guys interact. And then I realized we went wrong somewhere. Yep. No Halloween. So I pulled everybody together and I said, guys, I don't know what happened here. I assume since a majority of you are younger and whatever that, you know, this was planned, but somebody done screwed up.
Done messed up,
right?
Yep.
And from that was created officially at Jared James Enterprises, Jarja Media, the party planning committee.
Absolutely.
Now, no committee is complete without a leader.
That is also correct.
Okay. I mean, what is something without a leader, right?
Nothing.
And so I started putting it out there and I'm like, you know, well, we need a party planning. And shockingly, it didn't take long to find said leader.
Yeah.
You want to tell us who that leader is?
Yeah. That leader is, you know, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, Tom DeDemo.
For any of you think that he's only talking like this on the podcast, this is all we've heard the last month.
That's correct.
This is the only way you talk now.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think there is only one Tom DeDemo.
I should have pulled one of your emails that you've been sending to everybody.
Oh, man.
Guys, I'm wondering if he's working because these things are so crafted. They're so... Now, people had to apply to be on the committee.
Oh, that is correct.
And yep. I assumed, yep. I just, you know, in my crazy whatever, I just assumed that anyone who applied would belong on the committee because they were willing and able participants
yep.
in my office
correct.
That want to help out with party planning.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the case.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. So I mean... And this is
why don't you tell them about the process?
Okay, so this is something that you've mentioned. I mean, you were just talking about how good marketing attracts the right people, but repels the wrong, the right people.
No, repels the wrong ones. You had it.
But no, but you said that you were afraid of the wrong people looking up to you and doing whatever,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of as well.
Mm.
So what I did was I had a very, involved.
Elaborate.
One
for the party that. Planning committee.
Yep. Application and interview process.
Did you or did you not require resumes?
It was a plus. I will say that, yes.
Testimonials.
It looked good. I'll say that for sure.
Better chance.
Yep.
Did they or did they not have to schedule meetings with you?
Yes, they did. Yes, I went on to Google Sheets. I made up a whole thing. I shared it with the applicants. They plopped their names into the schedule for sure.
Did you or did you not require scheduled interviews?
Yes. Yep.
And did you or did you not send acceptance or denial in a formal way?
Yes.
Like as if they've been accepted to college.
Correct.
And did you or did you not take one of our applicants and not even allow an interview?
Correct.
You decided up front her services weren't needed.
Well, to be fair though, she was giving me a lot of flack the day that I was setting this all up. And I gave her three chances, and all three chances, she gave me a whole bunch of flack. I was getting chirped all afternoon. So I decided illegible or, you know, not an eligible person to apply.
You had better not cut out the fact you just said illegible.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that everyone heard that.
Correct.
Mister, you can't get an interview with me.
Yeah.
Illegible.
I can't even see her now. That's what I meant by that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this person that you did not allow for an interview, name to not be mentioned.
Yep.
She does all the ordering for the office. And at one part, I mean, from Amazon, and she controls, she's got my credit card, she's got whatever. And at one point she said something like, well, good luck trying to do this without me, because I do all the ordering. And without skipping a beat, your response?
I can and I will.
Nope.
That is what I said.
No, you said, watch me.
Watch me. Okay. I think I said, first of all, watch me. And second of all, and then I went on with the rest of my
sentences. I heard it. Yeah. I was standing right there and I heard you say, watch me.
Yeah.
I mean, you were done with it, right?
There was a lot of emotions.
There was a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
And then I had to come to you and say, hey, you know, you can't actually keep her off the committee, to which you were, you didn't want to. So then you gave her an interview. Now, I just want... for everyone that hears this, to give you a little idea of the culture in our office here. Mm-hmm. You guys sit, we'll call it 6 feet apart.
Yep.
For COVID reasons, we'll call you 6 feet apart. Okay.
I'd say that's about us.
You probably right anyway, 6 feet.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably 6 to 10 feet apart.
Yeah.
So you decide to do an interview.
Yep.
How does this interview take place?
Well, first of all, very reluctantly is how it started.
Not what I was talking about.
But what I did was, towards the later part of that day, I sent her an email with a Zoom link and said, this is your interview. So we did a Zoom interview.
So to be clear,
yeah,
you went into said quiet pod.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I went to the quiet pod.
You moved away from the 6 to 10 feet.
Yes.
Allowed her to stay there.
Yep.
You went over to the pod, mm-hmm, locked yourself in there like you were about to do a consult for a new sale.
Mm-hmm.
Did the interview with her while she sat here in front of everybody.
Yep.
Embarrassed. You made her give you written reviews, testimonials from people.
Yep.
You required a resume. And then you still almost did not allow it.
To my credit, she was late. So, I mean, what am I to do?
Apparently you did what you were to do.
Exactly right.
Okay, so now she's kind of on the committee.
Yeah, she's pushing it, but yeah.
Kind of. I mean, yeah, you do send out an email just about every other day praising your committee and then taking a little shot. Rightfully so, you would say.
I don't want to get into specifics because, again, this is confidential, but I mean, yes, I do.
I want to be clear, though. Like, everyone thinks that so you sent something out and I was kind of on your side.
Yeah.
Because you were like, you guys came in to go over decorating, right? And
yes.
I told you decorations, that kind of stuff, guys, you got to do this after hours. I can't have you spending half your days doing party planning stuff, right? So we got real work to do. So you got everybody in here early.
8 o'clock.
And you told me that she had messaged you 5 minutes beforehand.
Before 8 a.m., yes.
Okay, now, I'm gonna on this podcast call you out here because I have spoken to said person.
Yeah.
And she says that she let you know the day before.
That she might not.
That she is not feeling well. She most likely will not make it. And that you know, she'll be into work, but she doesn't think she can get in early. And that it sounds like she just went above and beyond and reiterated that 5 minutes beforehand. What say you?
And see, that sounds exactly like something that person would do, but
what, trying to say they're conniving, or are you trying to say that they are?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not going to go that far, but what I will say is this is becoming a big, like, he said, she said, literally. But what I will say is that is not my recollection.
That's all you'll say.
What I remember is she said, I'm not feeling well. I may not show up tomorrow morning. And I just said, okay. And then she may have said other things.
So you acknowledge that she did mention it.
She said she may not, but that gives me like a low percentage chance.
Mm.
To me, that sounds like I'm going to sleep it off and I'll be here.
You were thinking like a champ. You were like, if you were to say, I may not, really what that means is I'm covering for the 5% chance I can't make it, but knowing me, I'm gonna rally.
Yeah.
That's where you're coming from.
1,000%. That's how my mind works.
Mm. But that's probably why you're committee chair.
That's exactly what I was just about to say.
Probably why you're the head of the committee.
That is correct.
I mean, let's be honest here. So tell me what the committee is gonna be doing for the office, because all I've noticed since you've taken over is asking for more money.
Well,
so can you talk to me a little bit about what this committee is going to do for me in my office and how it's going to help culture and ultimately retain people, make more money? Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely, I can. So what I can do is I can tell you that I am the head of the party planning committee. I have assembled 5 other committee members. I call them the board.
Able bodies.
Yep. Well, for the most part. So then what we've had a couple meetings so far and they've gone very well. I actually took it a step further just because of, we all know the kind of person I am as far as the whole.
I think everyone just learned what kind of person you were.
A lot of people just learned, but I mean, now that we know, this is not going to be outside of the realm of what I can do and what I, you know, mm-hmm, who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and I got myself a gavel well. Yeah. So I brought that into our last meeting and it was a great success.
This is real, guys. He went and got a like a gavel.
Yeah.
Is that to bring order?
To do a lot of things. I really like to hammer down points.
Okay.
So like if I have like an agenda, like a meeting agenda.
Yep.
typically what I'll do is once we decide on a point, I'll go bop, decided.
You're like, boom, decided.
Boom. So, and that's
what actually, if someone gets out of hand?
Well, then you got to hit it three times.
Three times?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I,
like
looked,
that.
I looked it up.
Did you?
Yeah.
That and is, it was just like,
that's
so like,
supreme orders.
So like if right now, if I like over talked a little bit, you'd be like, does the committee understand that?
Not really so much yet.
Okay. All right. Well, they'll learn.
Yeah.
They'll
learn.
It's like a dog collar. Actually, whoop, got it. Got it. That's how we treat our people. just want to be clear.
Correct.
So now that you have these subjects that you're working with,
yeah.
What kind of decorations are we walking into here?
Oh, we got a lot of things coming in. So actually yesterday, because somebody didn't do their job, mm-hmm. I actually went ahead and I ordered a bunch of things for the holiday party that we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not even just the holiday party, just like holiday, like the holiday season in general.
Yeah.
Right after Thanksgiving in the US, we are going to be setting up a bunch of decorations. And I'm actually thinking, because of how ridiculous I am as a person, I may even come in like during the weekend or something and just like start that whole process, just so that way, you know, if we do set up something.
I'd be surprised if no committee members join you.
But
that's the commitment level I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe.
Doesn't it say something about your leadership, though?
It does.
If no one will join you?
It may.
Just.
It may.
It's part of your job to inspire them.
Yeah, I bring donuts to, like,
that's,
when we
that's
when we met
good.
At, yeah, when we met at 8 a.m., I brought in donuts, and that was.
I just want to make everything clear that we started off this podcast with how you're getting healthier.
I didn't eat them, so.
I mean, I don't know if I believe that.
Well, you know, anyway.
Okay, so we're going to decorate the office.
Yep.
We're going to get, there's a little debate about the elf.
Oh, no.
Generic elf or elf on the shelf. Is there a difference?
The elf is coming.
Okay, the elf's coming. So we're going to have a nice elf on the shelf. For any of you that don't know what that is, you go check that out.
Yeah.
We've got our Christmas party planned.
Yeah.
And as long as restaurants don't get shut down again, we've got a place that we're going to have until 10 o'clock.
Just about.
Does the party end there?
May not. It may not. We might be going back to your house.
Back to JJ's house.
Back to JJ's house.
Yeah. What are we going to do there?
I mean, so what actually might end up happening, and we have to talk about this a whole bunch, I actually have a chocolate fountain, so we might be setting that up as well.
At my house?
Maybe.
Oh, hells no.
What do you mean?
That sounds like a mess.
No, it's not a mess. It's my mess.
Look, I'm past the age with my kids where they're doing arts and crafts, and we got to clean up moon sand all over the ground. Now you're going to bring this thing? I'm going to go bring people to an open bar Christmas party, Uber them over to my house, and you think I'm pulling out a chocolate? Like, are you out of your mind?
No, I'm inside of it. I'm always in here.
Wait, inside? Oh, you're inside of the mind. No, I think you meant inside of the chocolate fountain.
Like,
that's even worse. That's even worse.
I'm not talking about, I think you may be thinking of Willy Wonka with like the whole, like the, it's like a waterfall. No, I'm thinking of, it's just,
I may need to be sold on this.
It's contained. I haven't brought this to the committee yet, but it is something that I'm seriously considering.
Okay. Well, you get it through the committee and then you bring it on through.
Yeah. Next week, also, we are having a Thanksgiving potluck.
Oh.
A week from yesterday, which would have been Tuesday.
Am I contributing to that?
You did not put any. You were the only person who signed up for the Thanksgiving potluck who did not write a comment as to what they're bringing.
I feel like, though, I contribute enough that we should be fine.
Well, I guess that'll be up to the people. But
no agreement. No agreement at all. Well, I guess that will be up to the people.
I guess that'll be up to the people.
All right. So you feel like the committee's going okay. You got it under control.
I feel like, well, I mean, I am in control. Yes.
I mean, I hope so, because I mean, I think the party planning committee has taken up half this podcast.
Yeah, as it should.
I was going to literally say as it should, but I waited for you to.
And I appreciate that.
All right. Anything else coming up? Anything else?
Ooh, your birthday's coming up tomorrow.
At the filming.
Do you know what's funny?
I actually, you know, it's everywhere. Everybody, you know, it's like all over places, whatever,
yeah.
Right? Like your birthday, electronics, whatever. It's all over the place, right?
Yep.
I was talking to someone yesterday, and they're like, you got a birthday coming up, yep. And I said, yep, about 2 weeks. I said, nope, 10 days, probably about 10 days, week and a half. And then I stopped, and I looked at my phone. I was like, holy crap, 2 days, man. Do I go age or not go age? This will be my last year that I still love my age. I'll just put it that way. It's going to be a tough one.
Yikes.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Starting to kind of peer over that hill there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And then when I look back over the hill, I see people like you that can't work out without getting hurt. So I'm like, I like this side of the hill.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see that one coming, did you? Like from that end of the hill, you didn't see that one coming. You didn't.
It's like there are a lot more people on, you know, the side you're looking at, you know, like that, that happens too, but you know, it's just.
I just want to publicly for the podcast, are you putting down people not of your age? Is that what's going on right now? Are you anti?
I will say this actually. I can get along with people who are older than me more than I can get along with people who are like around the same age. It's a weird thing.
That is true. And I could bring up
it is a weird
people around your age that you've had trouble with lately.
You
I will not, because I know how uncomfortable it will make you, and I did that vague enough that nobody will know what I'm talking about.
You did it so vague, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Do you need more details?
Potentially.
No, I will not.
Calm it.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, birthday coming up. I don't know, man. My younger son's birthday. So my birthday is November 19th. Yep. But my younger son was born on November 20th. So, you know, for the last, he'll be 12. I've just considered that I don't have a birthday anymore. Mm. Isn't that kind of how it works? Like I just set a thing for hibachi tomorrow on my birthday where I called the place and I said, hey, just so you know, it's my son's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to kind of, yeah, I mean, it means a lot more to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the same. I don't know. I mean, at some point, I guess every day is your birthday. I mean, you can get what you want. You can do whatever. Like, it's, you know, whatever.
Every day is your birthday. I mean, at some point.
Yeah, no, I just mean, like, it's another year. Like, you don't really want to, you don't want that thing to be climbing up, you know? Mm-hmm. My most, by the way, when I turned 30, that was the most depressing. Oof. I was like, am I still the cool uncle? Like, I'm not in my 20s anymore. You know, like, that was my major. How old are you?
25.
Oh, God. And by the way, half our audience now hate your guts. They just heard that. 25 years old.
You're welcome.
Anything else we need to cover with the party planning committee?
I mean, I can go on all day about the party planning committee.
I'm aware.
I am, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty stoked about it, to be honest with you.
I know you are.
I'm excited to be the party planning committee head.
I'm happy that you're happy.
I've also thrown out a few other names in there as well. So I've thrown out like leader. I've also thrown out imperator. I threw that one out in my last email.
Oh, we're talking about your titles.
Yeah.
Imperator.
Yes.
Yep. That's an interesting one.
And don't think that I didn't Google a bunch of titles and I picked that one from a list. I did.
Oh no, we knew that you did that, but didn't you at one time it was like the one that the Pope uses? You were like, his holiness.
Yes, I did.
Guys,
yes.
This is no joke. We got an email through the company. You have to read every word because it's so well put together. And then he signs it, his holiness.
Yes.
And by his, he meant his own holiness.
That's correct.
And I've noticed though, to your credit, because a couple people have pushed against, they've realized this force that you are, and they pushed against, they're fighting against it. A few of your committee members, like you're supposed to do in a crash where you lead, you turn into the swerve. Like that's how you avoid the crash.
Yeah.
It's a weird example to use, but a couple of your committee members have leaned into it,
mm-hmm.
and they have played into it. And they have flat out said, we're here to try to serve him and be the second best committee member because there's no chance. First is taken.
Yep. Well, I mean, first, second, and third are taken by me. The rest is for them. Yeah.
Wait a second. Did you just go like Father, Son, Holy Spirit?
That's not for me to say. That's for other people to say.
No. That's for other people to repeat me saying after I say it. Well, I think that's a good one to end on right there. All right, guys. So we're obviously having some fun here. Giving you a little bit of a behind the scenes taste of what goes on in the office. We do, by the way, work very hard. We do love all of our coaching clients, our CRM clients, marketing is killing it right now.
Yeah.
Like we just had to hire another, we're gonna have to hire another. They're killing it right now. Creating leads for people, creating branding for people. Like they're crushing it. Very, very, very happy. TC is killing it. Mm-hmm. We can't hire people quick enough with transaction coordination. They're doing an amazing job. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll do these kind of episodes from time to time because I think it's important for, you know, everyone to realize that, you know, you spend more time at work than you do anywhere else. You spend more time at work than you do with your family. You spend more time at work than anything else you do. And, you know, to enjoy the people that you're with and to be able to have fun with them and be able to make direct eye contact at times when it's not inappropriate, you know, for His Holiness.
Only when I'm wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. I think the lesson for everyone to kind of take from this, as you're building business, you're building teams, you're building whatever, you get one shot at that, you know, like, take it serious, you know, hire people that are qualified, can do the job, but hire people you like to be around. Otherwise you end up with this dynamic. And I think that's a good way to end. Guys, if you enjoyed this, as I keep saying, do they do thumbs up on podcasts? I think they're watching it on YouTube. Give it a review though, not just a 5-star, but a written. Subscribe, that really helps us. Share it with someone else, guys. Let us know, shoot me a DM on Instagram or one of these places. Let me know if you like kind of the behind the scenes of like a catch up on what's been going on the last month, or if it's just a complete and utter waste of your time. You're like, I don't need to know that. Just tell me the 3 ways to grow my business. You know, whatever it is, guys. We love you. Tom, I appreciate you being on. I know you got a busy, busy schedule. I know that you have to get back to signing autographs and making cameo videos.
Yep.
For all those that have requested. So
$300 per. Yep.
From me and all of our audience, hey. I say thank you. Thank you.
You know what?
You don't have anything to say. Let's just end on that. I knew when you said, you know what? I knew you had nothing in your head. I've gotten to know you. I'm like, he has nothing. He has absolutely. And I was going to jump in and save you from it, but I was like, no, let's let everyone hear that.
Well, you know what? That's silence for me that you're welcome for. You know, you are welcome for that silence. You're welcome.
Honestly. Well, everybody, on that note, hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. We love you. See you soon.
Thanks so much for listening. Please take a moment and go to www.connectwithjared.com to connect with Jared James on all the platforms you are active on. And please remember to subscribe and leave a positive review on the platform you are listening on if you enjoyed the podcast.